Get ready to enter the world of the paranormal.
Hi, this is Pat Rice, and you're listening to Paranormal Horizons.
And I'm Jason Ophir.
Paranormal Horizons, only on Blog Talk Radio, Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Hi, this is Pat Rice. Welcome to Paranormal Horizons.
And I'm Jason Ophir.
Another episode of Paranormal Horizons, Jason.
Yes, very excited about it.
Yeah, what's going on? How's your week been?
It's been hectic, but my weeks are usually hectic. How about yours?
Same, you know, lots of work, you know, living the dream, all of that. But every Tuesday, we get to do Paranormal Horizons and wanted to remind everyone, you can download this show and all of our episodes anytime at blogtalkradio.com. And this show is rebroadcast on Saturdays at 10 p.m. Pacific time at KITCFM.com.
Yes, very excited about KITCFM. It just gets our voices out there that much more.
Yes. Love being on real radio. Also, you know, it's great to be on Blog Talk Radio as well. So, Jason, the remainder of the month, I just wanted to remind everyone, next week's episode is Bill Bean.
Yay, Bill Bean's back.
The Spiritual Warrior. Going to be great to talk with him again. And tonight, our guest, I do not know a lot about this guest. Her name is Cynthia, and she claims that she's an alien.
An alien, like, not like an illegal alien, but like a space alien?
A space alien. And thank you for clarifying that, because yes, we do have a lot of aliens already in the United States of America. That's a whole nother radio show, though. We're not political here. But no, she says that she's an alien from a planet, but it's really strange, and I know you and I talked about this earlier this week, whether or not we really wanted to have her on the show, because I have nothing on her. She doesn't have a Facebook. She didn't have an email. She would not give me her phone number.
That's kind of odd.
Yeah. And the way that she got in touch with me is she sent me a letter.
Do people still do that?
Yes.
That's kind of old.
Yes. I mean, we get bills.
Well, yeah.
That's in the true. Mail. But I got this big letter in a big envelope addressed to Pat Rice, Paranormal Horizons. I was like, what's this? I never get mail for the radio. So sure enough, I open it, and well written in English, obviously, that Cynthia would like to be on the show. She would still not give me her phone number. She told me the time she would call me to confirm if she could be on the show. So we got through that. And then she is going to call in here to the show here in a few minutes. And I tried to ask her some questions about alien. And she said, I am an alien. I will tell you more about why I'm here, what planet I'm from, and so forth. So we're going with it.
That sounds really mysterious.
I know. And, wow. You know, we like aliens. I mean, we love talking about aliens, but we've never talked to an alien.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't like E.T.? But she's probably not that kind of alien. She's probably like, well, I would assume she'd have to look like a human. Or did she send the letter from a starship?
Well, it had a stamp.
Hmm.
And, you know, through the U.S. Postal Service, so I'm assuming she looks like a human. But we're going to find out.
Yes, yeah. So we have not talked to an alien yet. I'm really excited about it because, as you know, I'm really into the UFO stuff. So
yeah.
This should be interesting.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting. So Cynthia, let me know, Jason, when you see a number in the queue, and we'll just go ahead and get her right on the show.
Well, I do see a number. I've never quite seen this before. It's all zeros. I've seen all ones, but I've never seen all zeros come across the studio.
That's very weird, but knowing how mysterious Cynthia has been, I bet it's her.
Well, are you ready to bring her on?
Yeah, let's bring her on. Paranormal Horizons.
Okay, here we go. Hi, Cynthia. You are live on Paranormal Horizons. How are you?
Hi, Jason. My name is Cynthia.
Hi. We understand you are an alien from another planet. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, I can. I'd be happy to do that. I did want to clarify a couple of things, that there might be a lot of noise in the background, because I can call you from where I live, and I can't say where I live, because I'm from in one of those shopping malls that you humans like to go and spend your coin and your money. That's where I am, because I'm kind of on the run.
So you're an alien from another world, and you're in a shopping mall?
Right.
Well, why are you in a shopping mall?
Well, it's the safest place for me to go, because your Secret Service people that I can't really say their names, but they're after me, because there's a lot of things that are happening here in the USA on this planet that you humans do not know about. That me as an alien, I'm here, but once they find out us aliens are here, they're after us. So I'm in a mall. I'm in something called Bath and Body, and I'm in the towel section. So if there is a lot of noise, I apologize for that.
So the Secret Service is after you? Just because you're an alien, or have you committed some sort of interstellar crime? Are you...
Yeah, Cynthia, this is Pat Rice. I didn't know that you had people following you and that you had to be on the run. Well, I know, Pat Rice, I didn't explain all of that, but I first of all, I want to thank you and Jason for letting me be on your show, Paranormal Horizons. It's one of my favorite paranormal shows. I do listen to the radio, and I it is one of my favorites. So thank you for letting me be on the show.
Well, you're welcome, and we were excited to actually talk to an alien, but we'll get back into why you're being chased by the Secret Service in a second, but I have to know right now is, what planet are you from? Can you tell us where you're from? We can kind of start there.
Jason, I am from planet Guitar.
Guitar?
No, not guitar. Guitar.
Guitar.
It's like guitar. G-I-T-A-L. And that is in a galaxy...
Far, far away?
Far, far, far. So far away that I don't even know how to explain it in your human measurements.
That is interesting. So let me ask you. So you're from Guitar. And how did you get to Earth? Did you take some sort of wormhole, or do you have a spaceship, or how do you travel here?
Jason, we have technology on my planet Catal that, again, it is going to be very, very difficult for me to explain it to you in your human terms.
Oh, but please try.
Well, it has to do definitely in a spaceship, or what you know is a spaceship. Again, it didn't take me too long to get here. And there are others here on this planet besides myself. I want you to know that. And we are coming here for a reason. We want to help out you humans, excuse me. Sometimes on our planet we say humans, but I know you say humans. So, because, I don't know how to say this, but we are much more advanced than you are.
And I've got to ask, your English is really well, and you have a southern draw. But I would really love to hear a little sample of your native language.
Yeah, Cynthia, this is Pat. Are you able to speak in your language? Well, I could, but...
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Pat, was that, Pat? Wait, was that, this is Pat. I mean, Cynthia, was that a scream in the back? Yes. Sorry.
What did you say there? Because that was kind of ear piercing.
Hold on, everybody. I got to take a break here because there's just something happened in my body. It's kind of hard to describe, but one thing that I did, I wanted you all to know about my race, the Gitals from planet Gital. The only way that we can survive when we come down here is we actually have to take over a human body. So the body that I'm in that's got the southern accent, that's why that accent is coming through.
Okay. So you're a being that doesn't have a body then, and you like essentially possess somebody else's body, and that's why you have the accent.
That's right, Jason.
So do you have an alien body, or are you more like some sort of alien energy being kind of thing?
Well, our bodies are very light and filled with energy, almost what you might think of as an angel. We are just... Because again, and I'm not trying to be condescending here, but we're a little more evolved than you humans. Well, Cynthia, that's not really condescending. This is Pat. But what do you mean that you're more evolved? Do you mean that you're smarter than us? Well, Pat, what I mean is we're not... Yeah, we are kind of smarter because we do have technology that you do not have on this planet. That's how I got here.
That's absolutely fascinating. So let me ask you, Cynthia. So you're a very light, angelic-like being on your normal planet or whatever, and you possess a body here, and that's why you have the southern accent. What is the purpose to come here? I mean, what are your objectives?
Well, Jason... As I said before, we want to try to help the human race because you all are in trouble.
And you're going to be able to help us at a mall? Well, at the Bed Bath and Beyond?
Now, wait a minute there. I had to go to the mall. As I told you before, I have to be very careful where I talk. That's why I had to send Pat Rice the envelope with that letter in it. I could take no chances that the Secret Service would find out where I am at any given time. I have to move around a lot.
Are you sure it's the Secret Service? Because the Secret Service does presidential protection details and counterfeit money. So are you sure you're not talking about the Central Intelligence Agency?
Oh, call it what you will.
Okay. So you're saying that there are definitely agents following you?
Yes.
Are there any around you right now? Or are those agents just designed or hidden as children? Because there's probably a lot of kids. You're in the mall. Are you sure that not one of them is a secret agent?
Well, that's a good question. They could be. But I have been chased. I have been shot at by what you humans call guns. We don't have guns on our planet. We just, if we're going to get rid of somebody, we have ray guns and we just demolish them. They just disappear. We don't take any chances with them silly guns.
Can you share us the technology? Are you shooting like plasma or laser beams or anything like that?
I'm not allowed to share that information at this time, Jason. Now listen, I want to get back to something that's very important.
Okay, yeah. Why are you here to help us?
Well, because you all are fighting with each other. You are having wars and ruining your planet. And we are here to try to add a higher consciousness. So I'm in a human body.
So you're going to give us help us understand a higher consciousness hanging out at the Orange Julius at your local mega mall.
Now, I'm not hanging out, Jason.
Well, you're hiding from mysterious agents, but don't you think that this would be a better avenue would be to... contact some of the government or contact a larger organization other than Paranormal Horizons? Why did you choose Paranormal Horizons?
Well, I told you, I think you're a wonderful show. Now, Pat Rice, I thought you said Jason agreed that I could be on the show. He's kind of acting like he thinks I might be not really an alien or something.
I'm skeptical.
All right, now Jason, now Cynthia, let's calm down. This is just exciting for us, Cynthia, to be able to really talk to you. Now, can we talk to your human? I'm going to take a step back here, Jason. and we'll get back to why Cynthia is here to help us. But what happens when you inhabit this body, Cynthia? Does this human or human, as you would say, give permission? Well, Pat Rice, I got to answer that this way. Is once I find a body to come into, or anyone from my race that comes down onto this planet, we usually find somebody that they need some help. They might be fat, and they need to lose weight.
So you're here, you've traveled all these... I'm sorry, but I can't accept this. You've traveled all these distances to help the obese population of the planet?
Well, that's one thing. I mean, look at all these obese people that you have on this planet. So it's not healthy, Jason.
So you're...
I'm getting upset now.
So, I mean, I would think if an alien came to this planet, it would be helped to stop the wars and do all these things. But you're really concerned, or at least one of your main concerns, is the obesity problem.
Well, let me explain. Yes, Cynthia, please explain. All right. Now, you all know that there's things that you humans do that are just not healthy, being obese, drinking, all this other kind of stuff. Now, we need to get you all as healthy as possible so that you can be thinking more clearly and not have these wars and ruining the planet and throwing your garbage all over. So that's one way. So I'm in Mary's body. I'm just saying that Mary weighed about 400 pounds.
Wow.
And now she's down to about 380.
Well, it's progress. I mean, I guess I have to give you kudos for maybe aiding in the weight loss of Mary. It's very...
Well, now Jason, I'm going to be helping her more because... I've only been in her body for, maybe 6 months or so, and I've really had to work hard on her because she's still, we're sharing her body now. That's what you got to remember, is, and that's why I'm talking like Mary talks. Sorry, what was that, Cynthia?
Yeah, I don't know what's happening right now.
I'm sorry, you guys. I got startled. That is from my planet. That's when I get startled. That happens because I thought that I saw one of them men that have been after me. So I had to run. I'm not in the Bath and Bothy, whatever you call it.
I don't know what that noise was, but you're doing
anymore.
Something.
I'm walking down. I'm in the mall now, but I'm going to try to find a place where I can talk more. But I had to leave the Bath and Body.
It's very interesting. You might want to find a place of safety if you feel that they are there.
Well,
Hey! There she is!
Hey!
Hey, what are you? Follow her!
All right, we got...
Are you okay, Cynthia? I just heard somebody.
Cynthia, this is Pat. What was that? We heard... Hold on! Hold on, I'll be right there! Woo!
Are they chasing you?
Okay.
What's going on? Are they beating you up?
Well, all right, you guys, I think I lost them. I just took a quick turn, but... I gotta talk a little softer.
Where are you at? Where are you at right now?
I mean, the hallway, like where you guys go and relieve yourself. Well, it's the...
The bathroom?
The restroom. That's what... Okay. All right. All right. Now, do you guys... I need to get my breath here. Whew. You got to remember, Mary is 380 pounds. And, whoa, it's hard to get that body moving. Woo!
I can only imagine, but thankfully, because you took her over, she's lost 20 pounds, and at least it became a little easier this time.
All right.
Escaping from the agents.
All right. Now, can you all take one of them station breaks? I'll need to catch my breath.
Well, we can do that. Why don't you catch your breath, make sure that those mysterious agents of whatever agency they're from don't find you in the bathroom, and we'll take a short break. What do you think, Pat?
Yes, let's do a station break and give Cynthia a chance to catch her breath. This is, boy, there's a lot going on.
I'm dumbfounded. I don't know what's happening right now.
I just, again, if you're just tuning in here to Paranormal Horizons, we are talking with Cynthia, who is from the planet Kitol, finding out some very good information here about
aliens. Helping the obesity epidemic in the world.
I'm shocked.
I don't know what to say.
Well, Jason, here we are as humans. We always think that maybe any alien contact is bigger and broader. And now we've got Cynthia saying that they're coming down here. Her race wants to help people, even as simple as losing weight.
Yeah, helping humanity 1 pound at a time.
All right, Jason, let's hear our commercial.
All right.
Hi, this is Bill Bean, the spiritual warrior, deliverance minister, exorcist, star of House of the Dead, author of Dark Force. For more info and updates, please visit www.billjbean.com. And if anyone out there is in need of spiritual assistance, I'll stand for you.
And we are back, Pat Rice
and Jason Ophir,
here on Paranormal Horizons Radio. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in this evening. If you're just tuning in, we've been talking with Cynthia, who's an alien from planet Kitol. She is inhabiting a human body, someone by the name of Mary, and Cynthia and others like her have been coming to the planet Earth. I'm not sure for how long, Jason. That's something we can ask her. I want to see. Cynthia, are you still on the line? Hi, Pat Ross. Yes, I am, and I feel much better now. Thank you for taking that break. It was just that little run that I had to do from the bath and body over into the hallway where the restroom is so I could hide. That just took it out of the body. Mary's body, because as I mentioned, she's kind of overweight. You humans call it fat.
So you're safe. That's what we really want to make sure.
Yes. Are you safe, Cynthia? Yes, I am. And thank you so much for both of you being so concerned. And I wanted to clarify again that we are on this planet to help the humans
with obesity.
Well, yes, because there's just so many of you that are just so doggone fat.
Well, what would you consider an appropriate weight of, say, just an average height female? What? Because your idea of obesity, you were saying 400, 380 pounds. What do you feel would be more appropriate?
Well, now, Jason, that depends on the body. As you know, people are different sizes. Now, on my planet, as I mentioned before, we do not have bodies like you have. We have no weight because we are light beings.
What do you do when it's windy?
Well, now, we don't have that on our planet,
I gotta
Jason.
Know. You don't have wind?
No. Our planet is perfect. We live in a dome.
Sorry. I just find this so hard to believe. You're being chased by mysterious agents. You're in a mall, and there's all sorts of weird noises, and your light beings possessing an obese woman, and you're here to save the world from obesity. It's just very difficult to wrap my brain around that.
Well, Jason, this is Pat. I think that Cynthia has reasons for possibly, helping obese people. There's probably a bigger picture that we're trying to understand now, and we're going to get to that. And now, Cynthia, how long do you inhabit these bodies, and how long have you and other people from your planet Katal been coming down here to Earth to do this? Well, Pat, we've been doing this for... Now, I've got to think about this, because you all measure time different than we do. But I could tell you we've been coming down here since you had, let me think of some historic event. I think it was
since McDonald's opened? Was that historic enough?
Well, yeah, because... Yeah, Jason, you're so funny, Jason. Right. So, no, something like back in the day when... And again, I'm down here, I'm hanging out here in the South. I'm not going to give you my exact location, but as you know, Mary has the body that I'm in, and I'm using her voice. We're down South here.
But there's a lot of fried food in the South.
That's right. That's right. But we've been coming down here to this planet since they had their Civil War. I understand it was called the Civil War. And that's when we start coming down here, because you all, again, you're just killing each other.
Killing each other with obesity.
Well, no, but I'm trying to tell you the bigger picture. We want to help you humans to be more healthy so that you can make better decisions and not be unhappy.
So we can fight wars longer because we'll have more stamina.
Well, no, that's not what I said, Jason. Now you... I'm getting a little flustered here.
I'm taking this with Jess because it's just, it's unbelievable. I'm sorry. And what's your stance on McDonald's?
Well, Mary loves McDonald's, the body, the human body. And I've tried to get not go there.
Does she supersize too much? Is that what you're helping her with?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to, like, have a salad instead of that big... The Big Mac. Have a salad, for goodness sakes.
How many Big Macs does she eat? I'm just curious. Because you can't just have one. I mean, if you're 400 pounds.
Well, I know it. And sometimes she gets these things you call coupons, and she gets a buy one, get one free. Hey, Jason, it looks like we have another caller. Is that...
Yes, we do have another
caller.
Were
we expecting another caller this evening, Jason?
No, but would she mind taking another caller?
Cynthia, would you mind if we introduce another caller? It might be somebody who has a question for you, because you know... Here on Paranormal Horizons, we do take, you know, callers with questions and so forth. Well, Pat, that would be okay, since I am here to help mankind.
It could be somebody that's obese.
Yes.
You know, stopping obesity one guest at a time.
Well said, Jason. Okay. All right. Well, what? Go ahead. I'll be patient. I'm going to move locations, just so you know. Pat, Rice, and Jason, if you hear a little bit of noise, I am going to be moving. Oh, sorry, I was just getting something out of Mary's purse. I mean my purse.
Okay. Well, let's take this caller and see what he has to say, and I'll click him right now.
Hello, caller. Welcome to Paranormal Horizons. Who's on the line, please?
This is Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, how you doing? I was listening to the show, and... your guest sounds hot.
But wait, Bob. Okay, the guest sounds. Did you say hot?
Absolutely. I've been in my basement for a while now. I live with my parents, and I really had this erotic fantasy with an alien.
Jason, this caller. Okay, let's try to get this.
Yeah,
I don't want this to turn into a
it could get
dating
dirty.
Show.
Yeah, this is getting a little crazy.
Well, wait. So, Bob. Now, you're calling from your basement, you live with your parents, and did you thought that Cynthia sounded hot,
attractive.
All right, now Bob, where are you calling from, and what do you do?
I'm down here in Mississippi, the South. That's why I called, because she's down here, and I really wanted to see if I could make a love connection on Paranormal Horizon.
Okay, Bob, this is not a dating show. This is a Paranormal Horizon show. Do you have a question for Cynthia? Because Cynthia is an alien from the planet Katal, inhabiting a human body. So that's really what this show is about. I appreciate that you think that she sounds nice. I don't know if we should use the word hot, but okay. Did you have a question for her?
Well, my mama says that I need to get out of the house more, and I thought that she was in the South, and like I said, my fantasy is to be with an alien girl, and it just so happens that I'm obese as well. And I just, for you and your listeners that know, I weigh 560 pounds, and I live in the basement, and my mama cooks for me a lot of bad things, and I really want to lose weight.
Okay.
Well, maybe she can help Bob with your weight problem. I know that maybe she's got a friend that can possess you and help you with that.
Well, Cynthia, are you still on the line? Cynthia, are you still there? Hi, Pat. I'm still here, and I did hear what Bob said. Now, Bob, I do appreciate that you think I'm hot.
It's just your voice. It's really firing up my grill. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm not sure that I know what you mean, but firing up your grill, okay. But I do have a concern that you are another human that is obese. And again, that's what one of the prime things that I'm trying to help Mary with. So my first words of advice, Bob, and I don't know if we can get together or not, I'm willing to get with you, but it just depends on where you are and where I am, and I cannot disclose my location on live radio. So anyway, I just want to say you got to get out of that basement.
Well, it's pretty hard, you know. I can hardly get out of my bed. You know, Mama takes care of me.
How old are you?
I'm 45 years old, and I try my best to exercise. I have a brick from a house, and I use it, and I bench press a brick, and I just can't stop eating. I love Ruffles, you know, the ones with ridges, and I just really, really love them.
Okay, so, all right.
That's great, Ruffles.
Yeah, Bob, this is Pat, and I think that it was brave of you to call into the show, and I really appreciate that. And Cynthia's going to stay on the line, but now bench pressing a brick. Now I'm not a professional workout trainer, but a brick isn't very heavy. Or is it a big brick, like one of those big heavy ones, or is it a little red brick?
No, it's not a cinder stone or something. You know, it's. The little red bricks, like you build a house, and it weighs about 2 pounds.
Okay.
And so. I feel like I need to get out, and I don't know that I'm a human, as you said. I mean, I know it's a human, but my mama never really taught me how people are born, and I think I might be a big fat alien.
I mean,
an alien that was skinny once, but when I started eating the Ruffles, you know, the ones with the ridges.
Okay. Yeah, we know what the Ruffles are.
We know what the Ruffles are. That's with the ridges.
All right. So, Bob, a couple of things here. So, I got to defer to Cynthia for a moment here.
I'd like to make a love connection between the two.
Well, it sounds like that's happening. Cynthia's willing to meet with Bob, but she will not disclose her location live on the radio. But we can facilitate that.
Well, then we need to find out what kind of cars they have, because, you know, you're talking about half a ton.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry. I can't.
I know.
I'm not making fun of obesity.
But
I'm obese. Technically, Jason is.
I'm not going to comment on my weight. But
yeah, well, I'm 245 pounds. I'm 6'2". So, I looked at the BMI chart, and so I'm technically obese. So,
Cynthia,
I can kind of make fun of it then.
Cynthia, do you think that Jason, based on what he just said, is obese? Oh, definitely.
See?
Yeah. Now, I want to... Pat, sounded like you had a question you wanted to ask me. Yes, Cynthia. Based on what Bob said, that he wasn't, that he thought he might be a big fat alien. And Bob, please don't. I mean, I'm just using your words. I'm not.
Well, no, I just had a lot of experiences that I thought that I could be not of this world. I have a lot of dreams with aliens, and I've seen the movie Signs like 1,000 times, and it really seems to strike a chord with me.
Oh.
And I don't know, maybe I'm a humming, but, you know, I just like to eat, and I was wondering if I can't get with Cynthia, if she knows somebody that can take over my body so I can lose a few pounds and maybe switch from Ruffles with her just,
you know,
to,
that,
like, Lay's or something.
Well, okay, well, I think, Bob, you've got to probably quit eating potato chips altogether, but, you know, Jason, I think that's a good question that Bob just had, and I'm going to pose that here to Cynthia's. Cynthia, are you still there? Yes, Pat, I'm still here, and I got a good place where I finally got away from them men.
P.F. Chang's?
No, Jason, I'm not going to tell you where I am.
Oh, it's got to be a restaurant.
I'm in the mall,
okay?
Let's
sorry.
Just leave it
sorry,
at that,
I'm
okay?
I'm a little kiddy
all right.
today.
Oh, could you put some whipped cream on that, please? Yeah, a double whipped cream and a cherry.
Orange Julius. I knew Orange Julius was going to come into play at some
all
point.
All right, so I want to address Bob. Bob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Mama's just came in. She told me she bought me some Pop Tarts.
All right. So, Bob, I might be able to arrange for one of my fellow Kitao, that's our race, just to remind everyone, to possibly take over your body. Now, there are some things about that, and that would help you lose weight, just like I'm helping Mary. Now,
uh-huh.
Now, there's a few things that you got to know about that.
What's that?
Well,
I'm pretty lazy.
Okay, all right. If I get a guitar alien to come into your body, and by the way, on our planet, we're not really into the man. You guys are men, women, male, female. We're kind of one, all in one. So I'm not going to say like a man alien is going to come into your body. So, but you're going to have to be willing to let that person own you. You're really not going to be you anymore. How do you feel about that?
One of my biggest concerns is can I still eat the Colonel?
What?
I like the KFC. I like to eat the Colonel.
Oh, okay, Bob. This is Pat. I just had to clarify that. I didn't know what you meant by eat the Colonel.
I like the Colonel too, Bob. So you're good with me.
All right. So, well. I've eaten KFC chicken. It just depends, Bob, on how much you're eating, but let's see what Cynthia says. Well, Bob, I know that you like to eat that Colonel chicken. Mary likes to eat it too. It's, you know, everybody around here, they just like the fried food. And you gotta get off that fried food, you know. You just gotta Oh, could you give me some extra ketchup over with that hamburger, please? I need ketchup, and I'd like to supersize the fries.
Oh, man, the burger sounds really good right now.
I'm sorry about that, you guys. I just...
Wait.
I had to feed Mary's body.
Cynthia, what kind of burger is it?
Well, I'm getting the body, the human body. It's...
Oh, yeah,
again, I can't tell you where I am, but I will describe the burger.
Yeah, please do.
All right.
In detail.
It's got two patties, all call patties, a bunch of the cheese, double cheese, bacon. Bacon.
Wait a second. What kind of cheese?
Boy, Jason.
I like burgers too.
All right.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I know. We're going to let this go on a little longer.
Yeah, let's see where this goes.
All right. Thank you, Pat. So, and Jason, I really do want to keep talking to Bob because I think I can help him. Let me just finish the description of the hamburger. It's got, so you asked what kind of cheese is on the hamburger, Bob. It's that white cheese. I think you call it Swiss.
Oh, I love Swiss. Yeah. Swiss on my
burgers. And then Mary likes to have a whole lot of pickles.
Oh, I hate pickles.
Oh, well, yeah, she loved them.
Pickles
and loves them. And then she wants, which I let her order it this time because we kind of had a rough little time of it a few minutes ago with where I had to make her body run, so she got overly exhausted, but she wanted a double order of fries.
I like fries.
Yeah.
Keep going.
So, well, that's all I'm letting her have, and then this whipped cream drink with the coffee with the whip and cream and all of that. But now, Bob, I'm serious about this. I can communicate to one of my fellow Catalans that if you would like to have them inhabit your body to help you lose weight. Now, what's your mother gonna think about this?
My mom. It kind of opens up some emotional things in me. My mama died last year, but she still talks to me. So when I say my mama, it's really embarrassing. It's kind of in my head. She talks to me in my head. I live alone in my basement.
Well, wait, okay, Bob. This is Pat. So I thought you said you lived with your mom.
Well, I don't want to get in trouble with the law or anything. I was living with my mom until a year ago. She passed away, and she still lives here, let me just say that, in body, but she's passed. Does that make any sense?
Well, yes. Jason, you and I have talked to lots of people about ghosts.
Yeah, so...
And
yeah, I don't know
spirits hanging around. Sounds like what he's describing.
Well, she's here in spirit, and she's in my head. But she's here in body, too. But she's passed. I don't know. I don't really want to spell it out more than that. She's upstairs. She's been in her bed for the last year. She's not living. She lives in my heart.
Oh, okay, but I need to clarify something here, Bob. Is your mother's body still in your house?
Yeah, I'm really nervous about talking about it because a lot of people think that that's weird and all. But it's just you can't. I mean, if you ever had a dog that died, and you know you can't let it go. She passed away, and I just couldn't let her go. She's well taken care of. I dress her and do all these things.
Okay, you know what, Bob, Jason, I think we should probably pretend like we didn't hear that part because we don't even know where Bob lives, and it kind of sounds like the authorities might maybe need to be involved, but that's, you know, I don't know.
It's very strange.
Now, hold on. A lot going on here.
hamburgers and corpses all sorts of craziness. I think we should get back to the subject on the aliens and helping the people.
Yeah,
I'm blown away.
Cynthia, this is Pat. I heard a little noise in the background. I didn't know what happened. If you were, everything is okay. Everything's okay, Pat and Jason. I got Mary's meal, and we were sitting down to eat it. And then I know there was a couple of strange sounds there, and it was I was receiving a phone, not a phone, because I don't really know what. We don't use phones on Planet Catal, but I was receiving a communication from my planet because I already had a fellow Catalian come forward, and he would like to help Bob.
Yeah, I really use some help. Is it a female entity? Because I really would like it to be a female instead of male because I just don't roll like that. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but if I'm being possessed, I would really like somebody of the opposite gender, maybe kind of be able to feminize me a little bit.
Yeah, Bob, this is, I told you, the Catalians, we're not like you humans with the male and the female. We're kind of the same. Although I could try, I'm going to ask the Catalian that communicated with me. Maybe we can. He's kind of the head Gatalion that helps match up the Gatalion essence bodies into the humans. I can ask him if he can get one that's a little more, you know, to your liking. However, I thought that you had said earlier on that you wanted to come and see me.
Well, yeah, you sound hot, and I really want to meet you. But I understand if that's not possible, but I need to let you know something very important, is that last year I caught the diabetes.
Oh, my. Yeah. Now, that is another problem with you humans. You know, your diabetes and your headaches and your stiff necks and the something called the AIDS and all these things. Now, how do you catch diabetes?
Well, my doctor said I ate too many. Well, see, I was drinking, you know, I have a friend, he brings me them 7-Eleven big gulps, like the 96-ouncer or 72-ouncer, and I drink the dew all day long with my ruffles with ridges.
Oh, boy. Okay, Bob.
More with the ruffles with
Bob,
ridges.
We don't need every detail about what you eat. We know that you're obese. And yes, I'm not a doctor, Jason, and I got to defer to Cynthia again, though, Jason. Cynthia, with some of Bob's problems, diabetes and the obese, do you think that the Gatalion coming down into his body can help him? Pat, I do. I really do. It might take a while, but that's what we do. That's what us Gatalions do. As I said before, I am in Mary's body, who weighed 400 pounds. She's 380 now. We're getting it, slowly but surely. Well, Cynthia, if you're getting there, why are you in the mall eating a gigantic hamburger and fries and a big drink with whipped cream?
Because she's hungry.
Well, now, Pat, it's because I told you. We had a rough day being here in the mall and the men chasing us. Because I told you, there is a sect of your government that figure out where we are. And they want to kill me. They want to kill me.
I've got to know. Are they still after you? Are they still around you?
Well, right now, we're okay because I'm in kind of a crowded place. And I do hope there wasn't too much noise. But I kind of am hiding in one of what y'all call it? A court? A food court.
Oh, that must be heaven.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you and Bob could meet at the food court.
Oh, my God. Last time I was at a mall was 6-7 years ago. And I swear, I didn't leave the food court for from opening to closing. I hit each food place.
Oh,
yeah,
my.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Wow, Bob. But Bob, can you, based on what you told us earlier, that, you know, it sounds like you've been in the basement for a while and you're pretty heavy. Can you get out? And do you have a car? Can you meet Cynthia if she tells you where to meet her?
Well, my girth has exceeded the width of the door frame.
Uh-oh.
So if anybody, she would have to come see me down here in the basement. I'm not very mobile. I pretty much can move my arm, put touch my belly, wiggle my ankles.
Oh.
But other than that, yeah, I mean, people have to bring me food. I've got friends. I just don't. I don't got any female friends that.
I see.
I'm hetero, and I just want a female companionship, and if a female can possess me and lose a few pounds so that I can walk and go to the bathroom and not have to reach over and get the potty job.
Okay, Bob. We get the picture. Now, Bob, I know Boy, Jason, I'm blown away here.
This
whole conversation with Cynthia and Bob. I do have to thank Bob for calling into the show. And
yeah,
Cynthia,
thank you, Bob,
I guess you're kind of agreeing to help him. But Bob, it sounds like you said earlier that you'd like a female Catalian to take over your body. And as Cynthia has described, that, I mean, they're going to try to maybe get you matched up with somebody that can meet your needs. But Cynthia, correct me if I'm wrong, but Bob, that's not going to take the place of a female companion.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't have to be a Catalian. It can be Klingon. It can be a little hot gray. It don't matter.
Okay.
I want companionship. But yeah, I gotta go. Here in a sec. But I just wanted to call in. Maybe we can exchange some information off the air so that we can make this connection.
All right. Now, Cynthia, are you? You're obviously willing to help Bob. Yes, I am, Pat. I want to help Bob. I already
That's
said
wonderful.
That.
That's very...
And I just, boy, they're just, that mall is getting so noisy,
yeah,
Jason.
There's all sorts of stuff going on.
But I know, I haven't even paid attention, but boy, time is we're getting near time.
It's made me want to get a hamburger and a Mountain Dew.
I know. And I think we're running out of time to talk with Cynthia, too. But now Cynthia, are you, you're willing, again, sorry, I'm repeating myself, to get in touch with Bob? Well, yes, Pat, I am. And I've just received some communication from my head Catalian. We have a match for Bob.
That's absolutely fantastic. I haven't been excited since I went to Costco and got them big pack of chips.
All right. Okay. Now, Bob, but I would like to meet you in person. We're just going to have to arrange that. I'll let Pat and Jason know how to get in touch with me, and we'll just make those arrangements. I don't know that I can talk much longer, Pat and Jason, because Mary is really hungry. And we just got our food. Just got the hamburger.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah. Well,
that's
Cynthia, we sure do appreciate you being
yes,
here.
Yes, Cynthia, it's been very interesting. I'm trying to come up with some more interesting words on our goodbye.
You know, Jason, we've never had a show like this.
No, we haven't.
Cynthia, I hope we can talk again. You know, actually, I'd like to hear what happens with Bob.
Yeah, I'd like to hear both of them again, and I'd like to hear how they, you know, get a progress report on the weight loss.
And
see if Bob somehow had made a spiritual or physical love connection.
Well, we'll find that out. And then also, you know, the progress of if Mary, the human, has lost any weight, because obviously, Cynthia, that's one of your missions as a Catalian here on planet Earth. Well, all right, then. I'm going to sign off now. Mary's just really chowing down on these fries. So, all right. Thanks for having me.
God, I love fries.
All right. And, Bob, thanks for being on the show here with myself, Pat Rice, and Jason. We'll be in touch.
Yeah, Bob, thank you so much. It's been probably one of the most entertaining shows that we've had.
Right.
There's no problem. Thank you guys for having me, and you all have a good night, and we'll be in touch.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Looks like Cynthia signed off too, huh, Jason?
Yeah, wow, that was mind-numbing.
Yeah, all the people that we've talked to and books I've read about aliens, it's always about that, you know, they want to probe the humans, or, you know, we've heard that a lot, or in some cases help the humans, but it's more on a spiritual side, not the physical side.
This is like Weight Watchers, but like cosmic Weight Watchers.
Yeah, no kidding. So,
yeah,
you know, so Jason, I don't know how much time we have.
We got about 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. And yeah, next week, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to have Bill Bean on the show, Spiritual Warrior. Looking forward to talking with him.
That'll be great. That'll be
Yeah, and great. Then we'll start into the next month of February And you can listen to this show anytime by downloading this episode or any episodes on blogtalkradio.com. Now, anything else going on in the paranormal world that you know about, Jason? I know we've got Friends of Paranormal Horizons, where we like to help out those who might want a commercial. We do that. Contact Jason for that.
Oh, yes, there is. Somebody, Latriana Brown, who is a psychic, and I've done some promos for her, and she sent a message to our Facebook saying that her network would like to cross-promote, so they will play our commercials, and I'll make some stuff for them. So that's
very nice.
An exciting development. And I also wanted to say something else that I thought was cool was Bill Bean actually sent us a guest, who I believe we'll have on the 10th.
Yes. Yeah, and that's a psychic.
Yep.
We love talking to psychics and mediums and empaths and people like that. So we'll be reaching out to that guest. And if you want to get in touch with us, everybody, we've got our Facebook page. You can private message us. And Cynthia, if you're still listening, I guess you're going to call me to try to get in touch with Bob, because I don't think you use the internet. But anyway, I'm just throwing that out there. So,
well, hopefully... I mean, is she going to send another letter in the post?
You know, we didn't clear up those details, Jason, so I don't know.
Might take a while to make the connection. So, yeah. Bob, you're listening. We'll get it squared away.
We sure will. So, all right. Anything else, Jason, before we sign off?
No, I think that's it. It's been a very entertaining show, and I'm really going to be hitting up some fast food here in a little bit.
Yeah, I know. We got hungry. All right, everybody. Take care of each other. Good night.
Good night.